Morning, Sean.
You know. Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I just like to make some comments here. I mean, a lot of people, in my view, are afraid to sort of ring in about this issue and sort of say that actually they can understand why these attacks happen, because they're afraid of being labelled as dissidents or in some sort of way as a sort of an armed gang or something. But I'm folding up just as a genuine person. I work in the community. So I'm a youth worker. What I am saying very clearly is, out in the community, what I hear and what I see is total support for this type of action.
Total support?
Yep. In working class communities, they're coming down with drugs. They're coming down with people who are out there with violent intent. And the short and the tall of it is...
Why don't you go to the police?
They don't trust and no faith in the police. Don't trust their faith in it.
And is that warranted, the no trust and the no faith?
Well, I think it's clearly warranted, coming from the political background that we come through in this state. I mean, the reality is that guy quite entitled to have his opinion, and I fully support his opinion. But what I'm saying is, when are people going to take their streets about these thugs in our streets? When are they going to call mass protests about their drug dealers?
Who?
People, ordinary people who espouse human rights. When are they going to stop the attacks on Grammys? When are they going to come onto the street and say, it's wrong for these criminals in our areas to be selling drugs, it's wrong for these criminals in our areas to be attacking people and holding communities to ransom because of the fact that there's a vacuum within policing?